All right, it's 5:15 here on The Ticket. Welcome to The Hard Line.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in 15 minutes or so, we got to bring on some friends and retell a story with some more of the gaps fit in. But guys, for the Tuesday Bob's World portion of the show, I don't have dad life for you. I don't have That's What I Like About Texas. I have a little something that's probably a once-off because it's just so far out there, but it's called Sock Talk. Because socks are a somewhat periodic thing that I observe out there in the wild that I wanted to bring to the show and maybe have a bit of a symposium or a collaborative discussion here on where socks are headed, mm-hmm. where they've been. This is pretty interesting to me, and I've noticed this with both my scene and yours, is that dad over here remembers being a young man, and in the 80s and 90s, an athletic young man who would play the basketball and do lots of things, and we had a very defined sock look, which was white socks, and they were kind of mid-calf, if that. And I think we pulled them up for a while, but then we started pushing them all the way down to the top of our basketball shoes.
When did that happen? Because there are definitely shots of me in middle school playing basketball, like the standard photo of you on in one knee holding the basketball.
Yeah.
And you can see that my sock is pulled up mid-calf, almost to the knee.
Right.
And that was big in the NBA as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think if somebody started the fashion trend, almost like Jordan with the shorts.
Dude, was it the Fab Five that...
That you push the socks all the way down to the top of your
Or you couldn't
shoe?
Even see the socks.
Yeah, I... Man, that feels like Mike Tyson might have been the first guy that popped
Ooh.
In my head. But my general point on this was, at that point, my dad, who was not terribly athletic, and I had completely divergent thoughts on socks. He yeah. would not wear white socks no matter what. I would not wear black socks no matter what. But then over the course of time, the black sock came into some level of fashion with regards to, like, adult male. I don't know what year the sock started turning. But it did, and if you wore, like, Sambas, like black athletic shoes, suddenly wearing a white sock with it felt like a dying breed.
Yes.
And you almost need to give in to the wave of popularity and kind of switch over to the matching sock. And then what really made this curious is the next wave of dudes, like the boys that live in my house, they're kind of right back where I started, where they will wear white socks and would not dream of wearing black ankle socks. Those are dad socks now.
I cannot believe this has come full circle, because there was nothing worse than seeing dad, and this is all it was, dad wearing what appeared to be some form of dress sock with shorts,
yes.
like mowing the lawn or something like that. And you're like, God, what a dork.
Yes, like black socks or maybe dark blue up to calf, white tennis shoes,
yeah,
shorts, and he's out there mowing the lawn. That's exactly right. And you're like, Dad, what are you doing?
And I feel like that it became such a stigma that we went so hard the other way where eventually it was... You don't even want to see a sock. And whenever these sock companies and accompanying shoe companies, I guess, they came out with the no-show.
The no-show.
The no-show sock, which I've got 1,000 pairs of those.
Same.
And I cannot get enough of them right now still. I feel like that was just like, okay, well, here we go. And now, it's not only the kids that do this, but like, this is where it really floors me. You turn on the TV and you turn on a golf tournament on a Wednesday. Now, they're not playing for real, but what happened was is that the PGA Tour now on Pro-Am days the day before the tournament, they allow you to wear shorts. And you see the likes of Tony Finau and Ricky Fowler, and they're playing golf in shorts wearing long socks.
Really?
Dude.
Like long, long?
No, up to your calf.
That's what I'm saying,
yes.
Like over the calf. That was
yeah.
The thing when I was a kid, is you wanted to look like the dudes in the NBA, and in the early 80s, you wore the over the... I mean, if you could get them to basically cover your kneecap, that's what you wanted.
Right.
And they had to have stripes.
Yes.
Yes.
Or Dan Roundfield in my case.
So I don't know what year the Nike Elite socks became a thing. I want to say a decade ago, but Mino, could you fill in that blank?
Probably 07, 08. Because that's when I started wearing them in college.
And I dabbled in those, but I'm positive I never wore them with shorts. But they were now these... Did you ever do it? Do you ever wander over to Nike Elite socks?
Absolutely.
The ones that kind of go to your knee?
Yeah, for sure.
They're made to be super comfortable. But there's no way I was going to wear those with shorts because I'm too old and I felt... ridiculous.
No, I did that.
You look like Chandler Parsons.
There's something weird, and I'm positive I live in my own head on this front, but there is, I mean, if you asked me to wear white calf socks pulled all the way up out in public, I would feel like I had lost a bet.
Dude, it's insane. So, I know I've told this story to you guys before, but it wasn't 6 months ago when we drove up to Colorado. I took the boys up there and I packed them. That was my duty and I failed. I forgot to bring them socks. And so they had one pair of socks, the socks they had on their feet. And this is a big week-long trip.
Okay, this should be good.
So I'm like, I got to go to Walmart or wherever. There was a Walmart.
Buying socks from there, Dad.
Well, no. It wasn't that. It was like, I'm going to get you guys socks. You know, all right, whatever. And they're sitting in there playing video games or whatever. So I go to Walmart. I go straight to the sock aisle. And I just buy the first thing I saw, which were black ankle or whatever you call those.
Okay.
Just short, no-show socks.
My prediction, there was no way they were going to put those on.
And I come back, I'm like, here, and I just threw the socks at him in the bag. I'm like, you know, and both of them were like, what did you buy us? I'm like, I bought you socks. No, we're not wearing this. This is no way we're wearing this. Nobody wears these.
Right.
And I was like, I'll wear them. Yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And they,
so what kind were these?
These were just black ankle socks.
So just like they go up a little bit past the ankle.
Probably
button,
just, like,
it, right?
Just like these,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly like those.
Kids ain't wearing those, bruh.
No. Right. And I'm like, what? But no, we're not wearing them. I'm like, but we're going to like play golf and I don't care. Nobody wears that stupid
sock. What do they
sock.
Want? No shows?
No, Danny,
they want
to go back up over the calf.
No kid wears anything where the sock does not come over the calf. Or at least up to it. And I, you know, I see this all the time in tennis. And it, to the tennis player's credit, this really has never gone out of style. It has always been you wear your sock up to the calf.
Yeah, it's like the half over the calf or kind of like the Jordan socks.
Yeah. And yeah. So these kids at these tournaments, dude, that's all they wear. And it's kind of infiltrated the rest of life. And these kids, no matter how hot it is, no matter what time of year it is, it is sock pulled up either to the calf or a little bit over the calf.
Yeah.
And not to the knee.
No, no, no,
okay.
No. And this looks normal to me on them.
And what color?
But if I, whatever color, doesn't matter. They wear whatever color. But if I see you look wearing it.
Right.
You look like a fish out of water.
I know. Like my dad used to.
Yes.
Like I'm out there mowing the lawn with a lemonade again.
And I can't.
I mean, I'm guilty of it. I wear black socks with Sambas. And if I'm wearing shorts, it's either no shows or the black sock that goes just up barely above the bottom part of the calf meat.
If you're wearing shorts?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So would you wear.
And I don't care because I want to look like an old man.
Would you wear some nice high white socks with that exact same look?
I've got a pair and they're kind of ridiculous. You know, they look really funny on an older like, dude.
They're a completely normal pair of white socks and yet we can't do it anymore. And
no.
I don't understand what's happening.
I
and it, like I said, I had zero use for my dad's decisions with footwear, and now my kids have zero use for mine, and I'm, and I even admit that I kind of did a 180 from when I was a teen
yes.
to where I am now, and I don't know how it happened.
Well, and like the, yesterday, I was out of clothes completely, and I got all my stuff in the washer, and I have one pair of socks in the drawer, and they were a pair of white socks. Longer socks yeah. that I wear with pants, with action pants.
Right.
So you don't really see them.
Yeah.
And so I had them on with tennis shoes and shorts because I was trying to squeeze in a workout.
Yes.
And my kid walks in and I've got the white socks pushed down. All right.
Okay.
All the way down. And my kid walks in. He goes, "What are you doing? Pull those up." I'm like, "No, I can't do it." He goes, "Just do it." And so I did it. And he goes, "Yeah. That looks awesome."
I'm like, he's mocking you when he walks away.
No, he's not. Because that is cool to them. That is normal to them. Seeing no-show socks or seeing a pair of white socks that would pull up to your calf pushed all the way down, that is dorkdom. That is what dorks wear.
We need to go back to the knee-high striped white socks.
That'd be badass. I love those. I love those.
Me too.
But yeah, it's just...
It's a weird thing.
I know.
Fathers and sons can't get along with socks anymore.
Ever. I think it's been and that way since 1975.
I was going to say, maybe it never changed. We changed.
Now, there is a difference. Like, the black socks that we buy now...
Right.
...are, they're like the thicker cotton,
yes,
like you would get the white ones.
Athletic grade
what
socks.
Our dads were wearing were freaking Sunday school socks.
Right, basic dress socks.
Yes, yes. Dress socks. And they always stunk. Like, anytime Pop would take his shoes off, didn't it just smell like... Someone opened up a
nachos.
Rotten bag of Fritos.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It smelled like the yard.
So I was reading about socks real fast, and they were saying that the main role is to absorb perspiration, which checks out. As the foot is one of the heaviest producers of sweat in the body, it can produce a quarter pint of perspiration per day.
One foot or both foots?
A foot?
That's a great question, but the
feet.
Whether that split between 2 feet is open for discussion here, thanks to our friends at Wikipedia, but socks help absorb the sweat and, of course, cover up things. And it goes back to the 8th century B.C. when they used to use animal hair and stuff. But
animal hair?
Look, it took them a while to get to Nike to take over this job from just shaving a...
A sheet and just sticking it on your foot.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you stick on there and hope it doesn't fall off. So, anyway, there's sock talk. I hope you enjoyed that.
All right. We had a big discussion on Friday about the controversy of Nolan Ryan's no-hitter and NBC5 at the time hijacking the audio and running it on their newscast. Little did we know of the fallout after that. We'll get into it next with Norm Hitzkus, who would have been on the call for HSC, and Terry Briggs, who was working at Channel 5 at the time.